Thank you very much. Let me now do my final remarks. Madam Vice President, thank you once again for giving us this opportunity to give our final remarks. I wish to thank you for giving us your time, and the valuable inputs by members have been very relevant and will be noted and will be acted on as appropriate. I wish also to extend our sincere thanks to our UN Human Rights Council for this process, for the open and constructive interaction. This was one of a sad review, and most of the recommendations have been very constructive. Today's review provided us with important opportunity to learn and share from the important conversations, and it's a mirror through which we see ourselves, and we will continue to see ourselves. We live with a renewed commitment to further reinforce promotion and protection of the human rights of our people, which is a commitment founded on our constitution. Madam Vice President, we made modest strides in implementing the previous recommendations, and we pledge that this time round we will also do our best to implement our recommendations. That said, we will continue engaging with the partners, with the civil society, with the private sector, with all stakeholders, so that our level of implementation is both inclusive and as much as it can be. As it has always been, we will continue to endeavor to make every aspect of this UPR meaningful, beneficial, and positively impactful to the life of the ordinary Rwandans. Permit me to conclude by reiterating Rwanda's commitment to support the UPR process. We note as well that Rwanda will continue to work with our regional and international human rights mechanisms with a view to furthering the observance of human rights at national, regional, and international levels. I thank you very much for this time, and promise that we go out pledging to implement as best we can with everybody